If you've seen the news, the entertainment news, the Royals news, Prince Harry has a new book out this week, and it's sending shockwaves through Buckingham Palace. It's called Spare, which is very funny. It makes all of us here at The Ticket laugh, going way, way back. And we thought we would get the two guys who know the Royals better than anyone that we know here on the program. So let's open the door to the studio and welcome in
this
the Skinlonen Brothers.
I can't wait to talk to these guys.
Hey, guys, what's happening over there?
Hey, Skinlonen Brothers. George, Gordon, you're going to have to give up your seats.
Yeah, but come over here.
Because they need your two microphones.
Right there.
Yeah. The Skinlonen Brothers, longtime NFL veterans. They're now retired. They each won 15 Super Bowl rings in their time.
That's a lot.
As special teamers. Nick, the older brother, longtime
Happy
deep
New
snapper.
Year. Happy New Year. What up?
And Rick, the younger brother, a punter and holder. Happy New Year.
Hi, Jen.
You're somewhat smaller than your brother.
You're a lot smaller than me.
Very thought. Yeah, you know, our mommy said that after after she had Nick.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Are you all right?
She didn't think she'd be able to have another baby because he tore her up.
Yeah, Nick was something like 20 pounds at birth.
20-pound baby.
Yeah.
20-pound baby, yeah.
Still a North Dakota record.
She didn't have enough nutrients left to feed you, Rick,
right.
And that's why you're so slight.
She said that Nick's placenta was like over 40 pounds.
I don't think nursing was much fun for Mom either.
No, it wasn't. He darn near sucked out her lungs.
Come on, man.
Anyway.
Well, we wanted to have you on because we know you have hot sports opinions about Prince Harry's new book, Spare.
Well, Craig, there's some serious stuff going on right now. So I just want to tell you that we were called into Goodell's office earlier this week and told that we needed to do a special show this weekend so that we could talk about what's on just about every NFL fan's mind.
Oh, you were going to talk about that.
No, we're talking about the new memoir by Harry Mountbatten Markle, the former son of Princess Diana.
Yes, that's what I thought. Right. You led me to believe that you were going to do a Hamlin show.
You know, many people hate Harry and Meghan, and Nick is one of them.
Yeah, I really do. I'm kind of on Team William, you know, being the older brother and everything.
Yeah, he always sides with the older brother, and I'm like, Harry's being so wronged.
Yeah, he's a punk-ass kid.
No, he's not.
Wow.
And I'm very happy this book is coming out, because this book has a lot of big revelations in it.
Yes.
Plus, very similar to the Bible in that sense.
We can relate to the title of it, too, Spare. That's what our dad used to call us.
He used to call us Spares.
That's terrible.
Back when he was around.
Right. Oh, that's very sad on many fronts.
Very sad.
He moved to Montana when we were 8.
Yeah, we never really heard from him again.
And your mommy raised you?
Yeah.
Raised by her mommy.
I think I know how to get a hold of him, because there's only like 4 Skinlonens in the world.
I know.
Right. So I've seen one in the phone book, and that's got to be him.
But every time we call it, we get the doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. And disconnected. But the thing is, it's his voice that's doing it. So I know that he's faking the disconnection now.
At least he's found work.
Did he have a weird voice like you guys?
Yeah. What?
What do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean, like?
Well, I don't.
Yeah, well, that's
nothing.
A,
I didn't
know. That was weird.
What? Twilight Zone, man.
Anyway, the book has a lot of big revelations. And one was that William shoved Harry down in an argument over Meghan.
And that story he had home with us, too.
And it hurt Harry's feelings because he didn't want to be shoved fat down by his brother. He's so mean.
Sometimes you got to do that, though.
When I heard that, I thought, been there, done that. Because Nick, as gentle as he normally is, he shoved me to the ground once.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because he had been drinking.
I wasn't myself.
He had a lot of beer. How much did you have?
About a half a Budweiser, I think.
A half a beer.
For someone as big as you?
Well, the Skinlonens, it doesn't react well with us.
Oh, okay.
No, it doesn't go well with us.
And he had half a beer, and he got mad at me, and I had to go hide in my car. And Nick tore the roof off my Corolla to get at me.
I was trying to get to him. I was really sick.
He tore the roof?
Superhuman King Kong Street.
How did you do that?
Well, I don't know. I was just the same strength that got me through the National Football League.
I guess so.
So traumatic.
You must have been so scared, Rick.
I was real scared.
I was scared, and I haven't had a drop since.
That was his low point.
I couldn't believe I was on the verge of doing that to my brother.
That was his bottom, they say, in recovery.
Bottom.
I bet your NFL teammates loved partying with you guys.
We mainly serve sandwiches during the parties.
Speaking of the NFL, right now
there is someone serving sandwiches at NFL parties.
By the way, right now if you go to NFL.com and click on It's a Snap, I've got my breakdown of possible deep snapper matchups in the AFC playoffs. Possible.
He did a lot of research on that.
Deep snapper matchups, right, even though they never really go head to head on the field.
And then NFC's tomorrow.
Okay, that's great.
I'll break that down.
So make sure you check that out if you have an internet near you.
Right. Yeah, everybody does, pretty much.
NFL.com.
NFL.com. Okay. Now, another big revelation in the book.
What'd you say?
Another main revelation in the book.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of weird.
In Harry's new memoir, Spare, he announced that he had a frostbitten penis during William and Kate's wedding.
Yes, odd.
And I didn't even know he knew David Frost, much less how close they really were.
No, that's not what that means.
No. I can relate to that story. You ever get that weird numb feeling if you're on the exercise bike too long down there?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like it goes numb and tingly and kind of weird.
Guess it's kind of the same.
Yeah. I can kind of relate to it.
Yeah, so you know what it's like to be a royal.
No,
pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think you can make that leap.
So it's this weekend. We're going to do as they say, a deep dive.
Yeah. We got a lot more to say on this.
A lot
to
say on it.
This weekend on...
A deep dive.
Late Night Tea Time on the NFL Network.
That's right. It's called Late Night Tea Time, and T is spelled TEE/TEA.
Very creative.
Because we'll be spilling all the royal tea.
Kind of tea time.
As well as talking about kicking with a T.
Okay. Spilling all the royalty.
Something that, oddly, Rick needed for every field goal attempt.
Yeah, you're Nick. What are you doing?
He needed for every field goal attempt. He couldn't kick it off the ground.
But that's illegal in the NFL.
I finally got busted.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
We just have to paint it green so they
couldn't
tell.
You got away with it for a while.
I got away with it for years. All right.
Well, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, Greg.
Always a treat. We'll watch the show on the Royals.
Bye. See you, Rick. See you, guys. There they go.
Thank you guys for surrendering your mics.
Yeah, just one of these days, I'd like to have at least one question to ask those guys.